There you go.
There's a speaker.
Yeah.
We can hear stuff.
Yeah, we have our own speaker. So we don't want to get it too close to the microphone because they can go, hey, what is this? This is the Male Encounters of the Life Kind. I want to make sure because I chew the ladies out for not introducing their show.
I know.
So this is Male Encounters, and I'm not even mentioning their damn show.
I mean, so to be fair, though.
Go ahead, talk, Ken.
Most people know what our show is, and people are still trying to figure out what their show is, so they really need an introduction.
That's it. Yeah, there you go. Wow. Am I going to be in so much shit when I see them again?
I say this crap on purpose.
I know you do. Just because you never see them.
I know.
I have an office
it's
in their
perfect
office.
Perfect for me.
My office is in their office. So, Ken?
Yes,
ladies, sir. If you'll cover your ears, because I'm getting ready to call him an asshole. I wanted to acknowledge we got AJ here. I love it when AJ comes to do our sound, run our board for us.
It
just makes me such a happy camper.
I know. We finally have some professionalism.
Finally.
I had to get it from outside. And I have a guest. And Tiffany, Crandall, we go back a little ways.
We do.
Matter of fact, I think you were on with another band on my Zymes Ford Corners
Alchemy
show.
Alchemy Jack.
Yeah. I think that's where we met, maybe.
Yes, it is actually where we met.
Yeah. But you have since kind of, you're now married. You weren't married at that time.
I wasn't married at that time.
You married a great guy. I love Brandon to death.
Me too.
Brandon Crandall and the Rexall Rangers.
Yep.
Also was Big Boozer, if you can remember that.
From Reverend Catfish.
Yeah, Reverend Cat. Oh, that's when I met him.
Yeah, that's
Reverend
where you
Catfish.
Met him. Yeah, that was way a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Great guy. Big, tall guy. Beat the crap out of you if you don't keep your face straight. But. No, he's like me, he's a gentle giant.
Yeah.
Well, at least, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't speak.
No, he is a gentle giant.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's scary looking, though.
He is. Yeah, he can be extremely intimidating. He scares me, and not many people do.
Most times, that's all it really takes.
Yeah, right. That's right. And then, of course, Ken's here again.
Yeah, I mean, enough said.
I love the text you sent me. I mean, I said, hey, we're going to make it, and I don't remember now what you said, but something like, yeah, I'll be there. I'll try to be there, or something to that effect. The first thing I thought was, that some bitch is flaking out on me, too. Oh, maybe I better edit that out.
I'm always here.
Yes, you are. You're like that piece of parsley on the plate. You're always here and worthless.
Well, the one stuck in your teeth.
Are you the one stuck?
Not worthless. Just no one really knows what the purpose of the parsley is.
It's to freshen your breath and help in digestion.
Oh, well, there we go.
I can tell you. Because
that's why I'm here.
I had a boss tell me that store managers were like a piece of parsley. Yeah. Always on your plate and worthless. And I was a store manager at the time. That's what he said as my boss.
I'm here to freshen your breath and help with digestion.
He's here to decorate your plate.
Well, listen, decorate plates.
You know, we have really started. The wake-up call's been getting a lot of show call-ins, which I am so tickled about. But I don't know, because I know this lady listens to us. She loved our April Fool's joke. Well, and I'm not positive that it's the same, but I'm 95% sure it's this woman. Yeah, because she helps me at a place here, a drive-through place. Well, I'll tell you, it's Johnny O. Spudnut.
Yeah.
And I go through there. And, you know, we were talking about me being on a diet on one of the shows. I don't remember. So you'll have to hear the call. Let's go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, turn it up first before you play it. There we go.
One new voice message.
Hi, this message is for David. I was just wondering if I'm the drive-thru lady you were talking about recognizing you from the podcast, or if there was more than one, because if it was just me, I need to know, in what world do taquitos qualify as a salad? I mean, the tortillas are corn, which is a vegetable. Anyway, I need to know who your coach is, because those are some impressive mental gymnastics. Hope to see you again soon for some more salads.
End of.
You're busted!
She hopes to see me again soon for more salad.
You're completely busted.
So I haven't been by there since, but I don't know. It was really great. Did you switch over to the other bank? Go ahead and kill and stop that. Yeah.
We're doing technical stuff while we're talking.
Yeah, it's very technical. but She's a sweetheart too. I mean, yeah. Nice, and she's always smiling. They picked the right person at the drive-through window because she's always got this big, huge smile on her face, and you just feel when she hands you your fattening stuff, you just feel good.
You just feel better about it. I know who you're talking about.
Do you?
Yeah.
I just love her to death. Love her to death. Big cheeks, just a sweetie. Yeah. All right. Enough of that. If I was younger. And she was not attached, guess where I would be?
There's a lot of ifs in there.
That's way too many. way too many. Hey, listen, before we go too far, I don't think anybody's ever brought me flowers when we were doing a show.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
David has flowers.
You warmed my heart.
Well, you warmed my heart, David.
I really, really appreciate it. Oh, look there. Speaking of warming hearts, look at who walked in the door. but I want to say that I'm excited about what you got going on.
Me too.
And so I want to help you get that word out. We will make sure it gets through all our platforms because I believe in what you're doing. So. Go ahead. Tell us first about what's happening, and then we'll talk a little bit more after that.
Well, I'm here today to talk to everybody about Calvary Chapel's VBS this year, 2022. Because of COVID, we haven't got to do a VBS in a couple of years, but we're back.
Okay, let's do this because a lot of people, because I'm real bad about doing acronyms, most people know what VBS is, but let's make sure that our listeners in foreign countries know what VBS is.
Absolutely. So VBS stands for Vacation Bible School.
Perfect.
So we're glorified babysitters. And we definitely want to talk to your kid about Jesus.
There you go. As a glorified babysitter.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a nice way to put it. Because I'm going to tell you, when my kids were little, we sent them to Vacation Bible School. Not necessarily, we weren't regular. I probably attend church more now than I did then when I had small kids. But it was a great place to send them, and my wife and I both were like, yeah, great babysitting, and it's cheap.
And they come back with a way better attitude. They're excited and happy.
Yeah, they don't come back destructive.
Yeah, absolutely. And someone else gets to do all the arts and crafts with them, so you don't have half the math.
Right. So. That pays for itself. Right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's free. So.
So are you one of the teachers?
No, actually, yeah, I'm sort
kind of
a helper.
Helper.
Yeah, I have actually done teaching. It's been eons ago. I'm pretty old. But no, I'll just be kind of helping out this year, so.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You just said that you're pretty old.
I'm pretty
old.
She
did.
I'm crashing into 40, and I might better think
about
growing
up. Which means you're 30-something.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to guess like just over 25 somewhere.
Yeah, I would have said that too.
So I was off by like.
I've been doing
you
a while.
Yeah. All right, well, I will. Oh, thank you.
We're distracted. We're all distracted. We're sending pictures. We're sending notes. We're passing notes. It's
14,
like we're in school
14.
All
I just
over
got
again.
A text from my husband about maybe meatballs for dinner.
Meatballs?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to get him down here and have a sandwich from the thing over here.
I wouldn't even have to
Because that's what
cook.
Working. Yeah, you wouldn't even have to cook. Ooh, and I tell you what, if you can convince... Are you guys in town at all? Are you still...
We're in Bloomfield right now, actually.
Yeah, I would buy you both a dog from or anything from over there.
Let's rain check that.
No.
Yeah.
Then
no,
you
it
have
happens.
To see me again.
let's clarify the over there, right?
So, oh, at the doghouse.
So by now, everybody knows we record this every Thursday at Traeger's Bar, and just recently, just within the last couple of days, has it been?
That he got it open? Yeah,
yeah,
it hasn't
doghouse.
Been long. I think it just, he made the announcement this week, and they only open on Wednesday. They start opening on Wednesday.
The doghouse is open, which is the food truck.
The food truck.
Parked directly right here. You can get to it from the porch of Traeger's.
And you know what? You can go on Facebook. If you're not a Facebook person, you can go to their website, traegersbar.com.
Yeah.
And you can see the menu.
Oh, there we go.
And man...
It's good food.
Well, I said, here's the deal.
So she needs to grab some sliders and take them back.
Yeah.
I'm about it.
Those are really good.
We'll Yeah, we'll let you take some back, but okay. I still will do a rain check on the
okay.
other.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
The doghouse.
But,
Brandon's used to be because
they do,
in
like,
there.
Hot dogs, like gourmet hot dogs and stuff like that. They
I like
do
just a good old-fashioned chili dog.
There you
I
go.
Think he has yeah, something onions. Like that,
yeah.
for sure. Yeah,
there, we were wondering what the New Mexico, AJ and I were wondering what the New Mexico dog is, and I'm thinking green chili.
It's got to have
that's
green chili.
That's mandatory.
Yeah, it would have to, I would think.
Yeah.
Are you texting me?
I sent you a picture.
No, did you?
Yeah, it's not appropriate for work, so.
I told you I can't. No. You're only supposed to send this to me at midnight.
Save I needed to get a picture of the flowers.
They are beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, did you send him flowers too?
No, I sent a picture of you.
He sent a
flowers.
Picture. No,
yeah,
he wouldn't send me flowers.
I don't send David anything.
Yeah, no, he takes advantage of me.
I do.
Moves on down the road. Well, listen, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what we're even going to talk about today, other than the Vacation Bible Club. Do
that
you have any,
is what
any
we're
thoughts?
Talking about. Do I have thoughts on Vacation Bible
yeah.
School? No,
did you
I
ever
have
go to Vacation
no
Bible
idea
Bible
what church
can
is.
Can we sign you up?
No.
I'm here to sign you up.
Kid just melted.
I am a child most times, so
okay.
I might qualify.
Okay.
I might qualify for it, but no.
No? Well, K, you know, K through 5. Ken, I mean, Ken.
Right?
Ken,
I mean,
so
yeah. I mean, you start with me.
Yeah.
If you can convert him... You can convert anybody.
Hey, I don't shy away from a challenge, Ken. I'm bringing Jesus into Traeger's right now. He goes everywhere with me. So.
Listen, her husband has her handle the light work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And saw- when we were in the band, I was just the one carrying the speakers up the stairs. I'm the roadie.
Yeah,
you were the roadie.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's only, you know... I know a lot of bands, a lot,
yeah.
And I've had interviews with them, and a lot of them have said, with their wives sitting there, like, well, I can't remember, either it was Desert Storm or Julie and the Boys, one of those bands said to me, yeah, I married her so I could have a roadie.
Yeah.
It was tongue-in-cheek, but, you know,
yeah.
It's funny.
Sure.
That's how that works.
It's true, too.
It's free labor. Well, it's never free. I mean, I should probably rephrase that. But it is cheap labor, inexpensive labor. Cheap
Absolutely.
Is a bad word, too. Inexpensive labor.
Yeah, cheap. You're going to be in the doghouse.
Yeah.
That's why they. I think he
yeah,
named that
he,
the doghouse.
Yeah. right out here where we sit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a short walk.
I want to comment on the. That's is that orange star? Is that the?
Yeah.
Because they do look like stars, and they are
they're
kind
cool
of orange.
Looking,
yeah.
Huh? I just thought, you know what?
That, it's very sunshiny, and it looks like it's
like
potable,
David.
Right? It's repotable?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this
Absolutely.
Woman.
Absolutely. You're covered.
Thank you so much.
And a cool
you
little
do.
Bucket.
You shine bright like a star, David.
Well, I don't know. My star fizzled out a while ago, but thank you so much, Tiffany.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it. All right, Ken, so do you have anything planned for... Memorial Day weekend, even though this is going to air after that? I mean, we could talk about what great time you had or something.
I am in an epic battle with the wind.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I even want to bring the wind up.
Yeah, yeah. It's a subject right there.
Beautiful so, sunshiny days.
I'm using my geeky engineer brain to engineer a thing up at the campground, up the lake.
You're going to fight Mother Nature.
Yeah. So that is coming to a culmination this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. And I will win.
I see you in my head with like a kite. Like this really large kite and like this bolt of lightning.
Like a Benjamin wind, Franklin you know, leg like, or something.
Ooh, am I wearing like a mage's robe?
I'm
not sure yet
on the
outfit. But you're like battling the wind.
I can so see
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we have to take a break.
Oh.
We got to pay for this
we're
nonsense.
We're always paying bills.
We're not, yeah, well, you know, I like to eat.
We and, love
and
the people who are paying
bills.
Apparently.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
InterWest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, InterWest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
You know what? If you can... Listen, I've been celibate now for almost 12 years. Am I a born again virgin?
They say with women that works. I don't know why it could be with men, right? Yeah.
I haven't been celibate by choice.
But doesn't matter.
I shouldn't have said that. I should. I think we've already had this conversation. Made the big mistake about saying that. Hey, I'm not having sex, so I'm married. And then they run. They turn tail and run.
Yeah.
They run.
Yeah.
Like as fast as they can.
That's a horrible thing to say on a first date.
Never on the first date.
Okay, the second
now,
or
I'm
third.
I'm not quite that stupid. I'm close, but not quite. I have my stupid moments. It depends on how much alcohol. If they knew me well enough, you know, if they just give me enough alcohol, I'll do anything. I'll strip naked and run through Walmart.
You keep your skirt down until you put a ring on it.
Yeah, ladies, if you like it, then you're sure to put a ring on it.
That's right. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about, not to take the focus off the Bible, the Vacation Bible School, but I want to talk a little bit about Brandon, because it's my understanding that he's cut another soundtrack?
We're working on an album right now.
I thought I saw something.
Yeah, and it's...
Thank you.
And drum roll, it's a Christian album.
Really?
And I'm sure
you have converted him to pieces, haven't you?
Jesus gets all the credit, but I've been working and praying for a while.
Wow.
Is it like rock or?
Brandon.
He's more like rockabilly.
He'd say, he's kind of rockabilly, a little bit of honky tonk, and he'd say three chords in the truth, so we're sticking with that, even in Christian music.
Yeah.
And, Brandon has a thing about authenticity, so
yeah,
it's just going to be, it's different. It's different than, I would say, any other Christian music you'd probably hear.
My experience with Christian music is extremely limited. I just don't have the exposure to it. But for a time there, I was listening to Vertical Radio, and I think it's mostly just like Christian rock.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good station.
Yeah, there's some awesome Christian music out there.
There is. I have listened, and I have left our radio station on there a long time because I enjoyed the music.
Yeah.
It was in my genre, and I really enjoyed it. I can't say that I got a message. I might have. I don't know. But I enjoyed it, and it made me feel good. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we've been working. We're in Scooter's studio, Scooter's place in Durango.
Oh, yeah.
Getting some of our awesome musician friends. We got Mike McLuhan playing the bass for us. Got Dugan to come down and do some Cajon. Dugan Fraze.
I love Dugan.
Yeah, that's my buddy. See who else. Our pastor is going to come do some Cajon work on one of the songs.
Nice.
We're just having a good time.
You're going to have to send me the link because I will definitely play it on the Wake Up Call. We'll feature it on the Wake Up Call.
Absolutely. Thanks. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I think so too.
Good
matter
stuff.
Of fact, we'll try to get you on there again as well. Both of you on there. I remember in when we did it at, where was it? The Capo Music Room.
Yeah.
And Brandon, and that was the first time I'd heard you sing with Brandon.
Yeah, actually, because when Brandon and I first got together, I was in Alchemy Jack, which was a rock band, and then he had his honky-tonk kind of thing, honky tonk rock.
Brandon Crandall and the Rexall
Rangers. Yeah. And
they still have stuff out on Spotify too, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube.
Cool. I love his stuff.
His music, yeah. So this is going to be kind of different, but still authentic and not cheesy.
Yeah.
There is nothing not authentic about you and Brandall. Did I say Brandall? You and Brandon.
That's okay. People say Brandall. Brandall Crandall.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, see? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. That's why. Fine.
Thanks, David. We appreciate that.
Well, to me, he reminds me a lot of myself. He's just I'm not as that talented, but musically, I'm not that talented, period. But he's just a gentle giant. I just have always respected and admired him. I've always thought, he seems so easygoing and well-mannered, and I'm hoping I'm not giving out too much. But
no, I think he's pretty great. I'm kind of partial, but,
yeah.
You kinda
well,
like
yeah, I kind of like
I'm
him.
Not as close to him as you are. But yeah. How many kids do you guys have between the three of you?
So we don't have any kids together, but we're no, the I know, Brady Bunch.
It's
we got
yours
six.
And his, right?
Six.
And, oh, wow.
Basketball
wow.
team.
Yeah.
So do you have them all the time?
Every other week.
Every other week.
Yeah, so cool. My kids and his daughter come every other week. Right. They come together.
They're not on like an alternating schedule, so
no,
all at the same
no,
time?
No, we get them all at the same time, and then nice. We get a week with its
yeah, see, that's the way I would want it to. Yeah. That's exactly the way
you
I want it.
You need a week to recover and clean the house.
Right. Yeah. What just happened?
Do you have any questions for Tiffany? I know this is you. You've never met Ken, right?
No, I haven't met Ken or AJ.
I'm sorry.
No.
Everybody should know them. Both Ken and AJ. AJ is notorious. I'm just going to say. Follow her on Facebook because she does some great posts from downtown. She's a real advocate for the downtown area.
Oh, I'm loving the downtown lately. Super cool. Have you guys been to the Lock Street Eats?
I have not.
Yes. You have? I haven't.
Yeah, I did a video.
Wait, is that the one with the food trucks? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I know about it. I've not.
Oh, man. I ate at the mac and cheese truck.
Is it amazing?
And it was something called the Southwest mac and cheese and had green chili in it. And it was like,
I'm sold.
It was that day.
Wait, hold on. That's going to be a soundbite right there.
Yeah, wait,
it was
again,
like, what?
Oh, man. And I must have gotten a nice hot batch, because it was
spicy.
The spicy meatball.
That's what how I do when I get spicy food.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really liking downtown too.
Oh yeah.
Super cool place.
So, have they invited you guys to play down there? Because I know Breezin's been down there. There's been a couple of guys that I deal with that have played down there.
No, they haven't invited us to play down there. We really haven't been playing really anywhere.
Well, that's kind of what I thought. The Rexall Rangers have not played much at all.
No,
anymore.
No, they haven't been doing anything.
They haven't
shows.
Broken up yet, have they?
No, just no, they're not broken hiatus. Up. Just on hiatus. COVID kind of changed music.
Oh my God.
It changed
a lot of things.
A lot of things, I think Brandon got a little bit burnt out and just said, I need a break from this. And, then he's been focusing on this Christian album and wanting to put God first. And
well, good for him.
For him. He's been in the music business a long time and been just doing him is what he'll tell you.
Yeah.
It just was doing me, so.
Yeah.
He's ready to put God first.
Well, I obviously wish you guys the best. If the Rexall Rangers strike up again, then we'll talk about getting them on another show.
Awesome.
But you and Brandon are always welcome. You just let me know when you're available, and we'll figure out a way to get you on there. Yeah.
We'll come sing anytime.
Perfect.
Now, if you bring David flowers, will Brandon bring me flowers?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yes, I promise.
All right.
Don't bring
you want a pinky swear?
Yeah. All right, we got a pinky swear.
You gotta take a picture of that. Yeah. Right. The flowers.
Yeah. Pinky swear picture. Ken gets flowers from Brandon next time. Okay. Do you like roses or
nice?
Are you a tulips
I'm
guy?
I'm not partial. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
Cool.
Yeah. dandelions, whatever it is.
I like dandelions.
Those are good.
The lions are dandy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You can eat them too.
Yeah, you can put them in a salad.
Yeah.
You can put them in your salad.
This in my taquita salad.
Your taquita salad. Your Johnny Spudnut salad.
Just make sure to wash the weed killer off.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, no, that's where you get the high. That way you don't have to have any cannabis later.
Oh. From the weed killer. That's the secret. That's the secret ingredient right there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And make sure you don't pick it from where your dog...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Here.
Yeah. Not by a fire hydrant.
Part of the cleaning process.
The backyard's probably not the best source.
If you have a dog.
If you have a dog. Yeah.
Woof. Although I don't think I've ever crapped in the backyard. I have relieved myself in the backyard, but I don't remember ever crapping in the backyard.
There's a lot
That's
of definitions.
A good memory not to have.
I just had all of them run through my head. Oh my goodness.
No, I won't be invited to your campground. Don't you guys pee outside? You don't surely ruin your toilets because those fill up. You got to empty those damn things.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a thing. It's like the unwritten rule, the guys pee outside.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I realize the women. Although I have dated some women that...
Yeah, they don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, no sweat at all. Yeah. Right above a cactus, even.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Ouch.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I did that when I was a little kid. We used to camp on the other side of...
Peed over a cactus?
No, we used to camp on the other side of... like in the marina, on the marina side of Navajo Lake, they have that little public campground right there. And I grew up camping there. And you would, you know, run down the hills to the lake to get to the water and everything. I was doing that one time, slipped, fell, boom, landed on my butt on a cactus.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't know what I was, like 8 years old or something like that. But I was extremely embarrassing to cry my little butt back up to the campground and have mom lay me out on my stomach on the picnic table and pull my pants down and go through with tweezers. It took like an hour to pull all those little things out of there.
I want a picture.
Yeah.
Picture of the prickly pear.
Yeah, but luckily, there's no cell phone pictures or anything.
I know,
like
you're lucky.
Or that would be on the internet.
Oh,
right
I guarantee
now.
You.
It's like Polaroid.
Right.
Yeah. And it'd probably be the most downloaded picture video. I guarantee you. You'd be the star of YouTube.
I could be. If only this technology existed back then.
I'm so glad it didn't.
Thank you.
Me too.
I've thought of that a lot too. I talked to somebody about the first. Do you remember your first cell phone?
I do.
Your very first cell phone?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna talk about cell phone because AJ's giving me the finger, and we're gonna take a break.
She
the
said you're
good
one.
Finger, the pointer finger.
Yeah.
Come on, Ken. Don't embarrass AJ.
AJ can't be embarrassed.
Yeah. Oh, she gave me the pinky. I got the pinky. Let's go to break.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher in 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
I'm going to have Julie do our next liners and stuff because we're going to do the ones... Do you want to help me do the ones for female encounters? feet.
Yes. Yeah,
we're going to do theirs.
Yes.
And she's going to do ours.
Oh. Please. Yes. Please let
that'll
me do
those.
That'll
be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking too. She has no clue. Just
oh, don't even tell her. It's just
oh, no. She knows that I'm going to do them. Yeah. She has no idea. I just now thought, oh, I should invite Ken to do them with me.
Yeah.
Ken has like the most evil laugh.
I did.
It's like, yes. It's your mustache.
Oh, my brain went in so many directions. Oh, please let me do those.
That's not pretty. I've seen your brain go in several directions.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll drive people insane.
My favorite thing is to ask you a question and then there'll be dead silence. One of my favorite things of all time.
I know, because what I'm doing is calculating the dimensions of the universe and everything in it in order to come up with a proper, the perfect response. But since doing this show, I've noticed that I have been getting better at just
off the cuff
blurting out the first crazy thing that comes instead of the
processing
perfect crazy thing. Yeah, just the first one. Yeah.
Instead of processing the whole thing. Listen, radio will kind of do that to you. You know, and I'm from the old school. We've talked about it. You know, I can't have the silence. I've got to have something. Something that's... your butt puckers if you're in radio and there's dead air.
You know,
if you're looking across at your guest and they're like... And that's the look you give me. You know that? When you're processing stuff.
Yeah, my face goes dead because I'm no longer here on the outside world.
You slipped off to another universe somewhere along the line.
Yeah, I've dealt with that my whole life. I think I understand it now. I always wondered what that was, but you were helpful in me understanding the end of that figuring it out process, because I would get people telling me the things they needed me to do or whatever, and I'm the little baby airman in the Air Force, and they're like explaining stuff, and they're like looking at me, and they would pause, and they go, Do you understand any of this? And I'm like, dude, I am so far ahead of you. Why does everyone ask me that question? And it was because my face just goes dead, like I'm not even there anymore.
Yeah, I thought you were having a stroke.
Yeah, the first four words that you say, I'm off. I'm roaming around.
I have a question.
Yes.
How does that work with your other half? Dead face.
You mean Jerry?
Yeah.
She understands it now. It's been a while. Okay. It's been, I can't do math. It's been since 2007. How long is that?
You can't process quickly either.
It's 15 years. Yeah.
Oh, you've been with Jerry 15 years?
Yeah. Well, this fall is 15.
I was going to tell her she's a god, but.
So over 15 years, I mean, you kind of figured it out, but yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I'm going to switch it to you.
All right.
You and Brandon, can you get one another's thoughts yet?
Sometimes.
Finish each other's sentences yet?
Yeah, you know, I get a text and he'll say something like meatballs, and I'm like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Just a simple text, meatballs?
Yeah, meatballs for dinner. We're on the same
just
wavelength.
Just a random word.
Yeah.
Y'all are just sitting around or just you're doing individual things, and then somebody will go, meatballs.
Like, meatballs.
Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I'm there.
All right,
and you both just understand that's what's for dinner?
That's what's for dinner.
It's not you're talking about the band Meatball or...
Nope.
Yeah.
That's what's for dinner.
No, it's meatloaf.
We're foodies.
Is there a meatball?
We like meatloaf, too.
Meatball is meatloaf's baby brother.
Oh, there's a sound bite.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh, alert the media. Kenny said something really funny.
I cracked myself up on that. Yeah. Hey, I caught myself before anybody else did.
Caught yourself? What do you mean caught yourself?
I did.
I guess I don't...
I analyze everyone's mistakes, including mine. I will always catch my mistakes. I call them out.
I must admit, I loved our messages back, or text, when I was driving, I do talk to text, and you can't do talk to messenger. Otherwise, right. And I know you prefer messenger, which irritates the shit out of me.
No, I prefer email.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, okay, well, but... For email a conversation? I've sent you four emails that you haven't responded to, so I don't...
So I always respond to them.
You haven't yet.
You emailed the wrong person, David.
Bullshit.
It's happened many times. You're like, I emailed you that.
All right, so when I prove it to you, are you going to...
Uh-oh, he's getting the emails out.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to prove it right now. Bear with us, listening audience and ladies.
When I left the office to come here, my inbox was empty.
Did you do the stuff that I sent? Did you have the stuff that I sent? Oh,
did you send it?
I freaking A, I sent it. Oh, did it? You know what? You've took me to junk mail, haven't you?
No.
Yeah, you have.
No.
Okay, so.
Because I also respond to emails, right? I don't just pick and choose which ones.
So here we go. May 17th.
Oh my God, that was so long ago. That's been way done. That was probably done on the 17th.
It's like 10 days ago. Right?
I want to add another. Okay, you did that one.
Right, yeah.
But did you, I don't see. Maybe I just thought I sent it. Uh-huh, yeah, oh, wait. Gotcha. No. Hold on.
You did a mental email.
Here we go. Yeah. Ken Collins, this is May 20.
Mental emails don't count.
May 21st. Okay. Oh, that was you responding. You screwed something up.
Yeah.
It was your. And you
I
took
responded.
Blame. Yeah.
I went, checked, fixed it, responded.
I could have sworn.
Done.
So, man, I must have.
Without exception.
I must have done it in my sleep because I'm going to get some people off of it. Is my face red, AJ?
Not yet.
My ass is.
We need a boom. We need a boom sound effect.
A boom?
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
We need a kick drum.
Oh,
that would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get Eric on.
I got one you can borrow.
Let's get a Male Encounter specific.
Boom?
No, the is that what it's called, a kick drum? There's
that's
the
bass drum.
There's the
or no, the cajon.
So what is it called? Rimshot.
Rimshot.
We need
that's
a Male
the snare
Encounters
drum.
Specific rimshot.
I have a snare shot somewhere. I can download it.
Yeah, but I don't want a generic one.
You want one for
custom. I want an Eric Campbell.
When he called me yesterday, and you know, he never calls me, but he called and asked how I was doing, which, you know, I was like, man, because he knows my surgery's coming up.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, dude, I love you. And
he's awesome.
Yeah, he is. And he asked me how I was doing and how things were going. And then he's got a bunch of projects going on. He's playing out at Tico Time this weekend, I think.
Yeah.
100-year flood.
100-year flood, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they got a bunch of other stuff going. He's invited me to their 4th of July party. He invited me to his Memorial Day party.
Nice.
You know, which, you know, that kind of stuff warms my heart. I'm more like a grandpa going, but,
right.
You know, he's, you know, he's...
Yeah.
He goes, I haven't talked to you in a while. I want to make sure you're doing okay. When's the surgery? Yeah.
He's such a genuine guy.
He is.
Nice guy. Yeah. All those guys are fun. You should go to all those things.
I know a couple of them. Yeah. Didn't one of the guy that plays guitar, wasn't he on the Zime show with you?
Jer.
Yeah.
What, Jeremiah Scott. Yep. I played with Dugan at that time. And then I think after that, we got Dylan Drake.
Dylan, yeah.
Yeah, so Dylan.
I love Dylan,
awesome
too. He's a good
guitar
guy.
Player. Yeah. Those guys are all talented.
Very talented.
Love
We're very
guys.
Blessed in this town to have talented people.
Yeah.
And then we have people
there
like you and I. They make everybody else look good.
Yeah, see? Well, we need you.
I bring the talented. That's what we do. We bring
that's
talented
right. There you
people
go.
On, and then we're associated with them. When?
We need to be. I don't know. All right, we're almost out of time, so I want to push the VBS.
VBS.
What was it? Volkswagen bus something.
Vacation Bible
Vacation
School,
Bible.
And we've signed you
Come on,
up.
You got to get
you're
serious with this, man.
You're officially registered.
I'm officially registered.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep.
You know, if he shows
I'm
up,
pick you up.
You have my number. If he shows up, you text me because I'm going to run my ass out there to
and
see it.
I need his address so I can drop by and pick him up.
You're going to make your first macaroni necklace.
No, it won't be my first.
Popsicle stick cross.
Yeah, that was last night.
Absolutely. That was yep. So VBS stands for Vacation Bible School. And
what's the dates? Did we get the dates before?
Yeah, no, we haven't done the dates before, okay. But it's from June 21st, which is a Tuesday, to Friday the 24th, yes.
So it's a daily thing, and mm-hmm. Like what are the times on
9 to 12.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so it's a few hours, lots of kids' crafts, singing, learning the Bible.
Yeah.
Just plugging on in. So
sweet.
Our theme this year is Rocky Railway, And so
I thought you were going to say Rocky and Bullwinkle.
So what is that? Like, yeah. Explain that theme.
So we are going to be inviting kids to climb aboard for Mountains of Fun at Rocky Railway on this faith-filled adventure. Kids discover that trusting Jesus pulls them through life's ups and downs. And I don't know about you, but I need Jesus every day because it's a madhouse out here and it's sad and scary. And so I'm barely making it as an adult. So we're gonna try to help these kids to navigate and count on Jesus.
Any positive influence for our youth is extremely important.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they don't get enough positive reinforcement. And having that kind of stuff in their life, I think, is very important.
Absolutely. Well, and getting it from multiple sources. So you might be getting that already from your parents.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
But it's your parents. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we don't always listen to our parents. They're not so exciting when we're kids.
What do you mean, not always? I never listen to my own. Oh, did I say that out loud? That was my outside voice. Maybe I better repent.
And at that age, it's tough to get it from your peers. So, yeah, I mean, just multiple sources of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And in a fun environment with other peers and kids their age, music and arts and crafts and snacks. You know, kids like snacks. Yeah. So.
All right, well, listen, we appreciate you coming down. I know it was last minute because we were going to try to do something tomorrow, I think. Yeah. And so I thought, why not? I mean, we didn't have anything. I think I texted you to ask if you had a guest or something, but I knew we didn't have anything.
You just met her. You saw it at a red light. You're like, hey, follow me.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, all right, we're going to Traeger.
I'll be right there. I'm going to stop at the floral place.
Jesus comes to Traeger's, too.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, I'm going to tell you, and I don't mean this sarcastically, but you have to think in your mind that Jesus had to be some kind of partier. He didn't go to the holy to preach. He went out among the masses, and he turned the river to wine. Now, you know, you can't tell me that you can't drink booze if Jesus was the ultimate first one.
I definitely could drink wine.
Yeah, me too.
But then I'd be throwing up because...
I love wine.
I'm a thrower upper.
Thrower upper.
I'm an up chucker.
Yeah, no, I don't.
There it is.
No, I'm not about that.
Right.
All right, AJ, you have any words of wisdom you'd like to partake, or what? Is that the right word?
No. Taking words of wisdom.
Have any words of wisdom you would like to help me out here? What's the word? Come on, don't just look at me and smile. You look at me like I'm a freaking idiot. AJ?
Distribute like candy at a parade.
Yes! Out of a candy bazooka.
Candy bazooka. Pumpkin chunkin. Yeah. Candy style.
No, I don't.
After all of that. Well, let me just say thank you for coming to do the board. I don't think I could have done it. My head is spinning. I had training today at the state. My head is like, it's mush. Yeah. More than normal. Yeah. Ken, any last words?
Oh, they're never last words, ever.
Oh,
ever.
You know, I like that.
There's always more to come.
Okay, so any...
Yeah.
I need a thesaurus.
Any words at this moment?
Yeah.
A bunch of them. Things faster.
All right. Quit. Play us out, AJ.